Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Frazier, good talking to you, man. How are the rest of the guys doing?
Everyone's doing great. You know, we've been busy on this PBS launch tour in the U.S. We have one of the top PBS shows right now in North America, which we're so excited about. It's called Lead With Your Heart, which is also the title track of our new album. And you may or may not know, but that new album went gold in 2 weeks, and it's on its way to platinum. So we're just thrilled at the response. I want to thank all our friends and fans up there in Canada.
Did not know that, man. Congratulations. I'm really happy for you on that one. I'm happy for the rest of you guys, too. I mean, I know how hard you guys have worked for so many years. I mean,
Yeah. Gosh,
I can remember back when I first started interviewing you guys, and people were just like, when you guys went by the name, the Canadian Tenors, like, Canadian Tenors, who are these guys? Ripoffs of these other guys? Like, what the heck is going on?
Right.
And you guys really formed and really made yourselves into what you are now, which, of course, not just great artists throughout Canada, but internationally as well.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, we've been blown away at the response internationally. We released the record in the UK just this past summer, and we were also invited there to sing at the Queen's Jubilee. And I believe we actually talked to you when we were in London, and that was such an exciting time to be there, obviously, during the Olympics as well. And then we just released in Australia as well. But January 15th, the album comes out in the U.S. So we're down here. We're in Los Angeles right now and just working hard to get it heard and get it the attention we feel it deserves, you know.
With all this running around and everything that you have to do, you guys always know or remember where it all started from, of course, here in Canada, which is probably one of the big reasons why you guys are going to be doing something very special on New Year's Eve. City TV's big New Year's Eve bash, you guys are going to be performing on that. How do you feel about being part of something like this?
Hey, man, it's an honor, you know. We love that team there, and I know that Dina and Kevin and the whole team are going to be involved. You know, they were pretty instrumental in getting our name out there to begin with. You know, they took a chance on us before many people have heard of who we are. You know, I think, you know, 4 or 5 years ago we sang Hallelujah on their show. So, you know, it's really neat when we're able to come back into town and reconnect with them. And we thank them so much for all they've done for us, you know.
Now, what's it going to be like, depending, of course, what the weather is like? I mean, it could be really, really cold, and it tends to be for New Year's Eve for this type of bash.
Sure.
Are you guys prepared to protect the vocals, you know, the throats, the voices? And can you guys perform during cold weather like this?
It's actually a good question, and it's not ideal weather for tenors, I'll tell you that much, or for anyone probably singing outside. But we don't do it every day, and for such a great event, you know, we do like to take on things like that. You know, we were singing recently in Dundas Square, actually, as a part of this big event that Target was throwing, and we had a great time, and the fans always come out in droves, and so this is something for everyone. You know, it's such a great sort of family opportunity, I think, to come out downtown Toronto and to sort of see the lights, see some great performers, you know, some friends that we've performed quite a bit with, Sean Desmond. Sorry, we're just driving through the mean streets here. I know Sean Desmond and Cardinal, who we haven't worked with, but we've, you know, seen him do some great work over the years. And Julie Black, of course. So, you know, we just can't wait to come back and spend a great evening with them and with our Canadian friends and fans.
Well, you know, we're definitely looking forward to that. You know, I've always come to learn that when you have such great artists like them, what you've mentioned, you know, all these great stars, sometimes conversations sort of start up and collaborations tend to happen the next year around.
No doubt about it.
Any thought to that?
Well, you know what, we've come across Sean a few times at the Meet a Wee programs across Canada. You know, that's such an inspirational thing to be a part of. You know, Mark and Craig Kielberger, who I'm sure you've talked about, in your day there. So we've really enjoyed hanging with Sean, and we think he's doing some really great work. And of course, Remigio has the Portuguese connection with Sean, so they actually got a picture together with Nelly Furtado that went viral there during the last Meet a Wee Day, which was pretty fun. And also Julie, you know, we've run into her a few times over in London when we were performing at Trafalgar Square. And we just have the highest amount of respect for her. So we look forward to reconnecting with them. And yeah, you never know, man. That's what's cool about this arts world, is that some crazy collaborations can happen that you'd least expect.
Well, you know, it could happen right on stage too. So
that's right.
Well, cross fingers on that will happen, my friend. Look, I'm going to be seeing you guys on New Year's Eve. I'm going to actually be doing a 2-hour. Kind of like pre-show kind of thing. I'm going to be doing some hits for City News Channel from 8 till 10, and we'll be scheduled to interview you guys. So looking forward to seeing you guys. Congrats on all the success. Website, Twitter, where do we go to follow you guys?
Well, at Tenors Music is the Twitter, and tenorsmusic.com is where you can find our website, all the information there, and you can click through to Facebook as well. We update it every day. We just spent a couple of days in Vegas. Got to, hang with Shania, see her new show, and do some pretty fun activities there, including, driving Ferraris and up in fighter planes, actually. So we had an unbelievable time and really, really busy, but doing album promotion. And we just can't wait to share this record with everyone around the world. So, thank you, Canada, for the great support.
Frazier, say hello to the guys for me. Great talking to you, and I will see you New Year's Eve.
All right, man.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.